This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
So a sports show today should start with asking for the 10th straight year. Is this the end for Tom Brady today? A good sports show would start there. We are not going to start there. A good Miami sports show that is both local and national might start with the Tuesday and Wednesday spreading of synergy. Mike Greenberg questioning a decision involving Tua and telling you that Justin Herbert is already someone who should have been drafted higher than Tua.
Yes.
We could do that if we were a good sports show interested in the synergy that involves one person at ESPN said this thing, and now let's discuss it on every show. But where we're going to start is a more obvious place, which is this show is getting old. Stugatz is lazy and wants to be allowed to get even older and lazier. We bring in Greg Cody of the Miami Herald, king of entitlement, narcissism, laziness, and self-promotion, to talk about when Stugatz was the producer for Hank Goldberg. If you have listened to the Local Hour or the Big Suey today, you heard us do a glancing conversation about Hank Goldberg and Beano Cook and Glory Days Sports Radio in Miami when Hank Goldberg was ruling the afternoon market in sports radio, and he would call out Beano Cook and they would talk football.
Yeah.
Two mensches cutting it up. And that was dominating the sports radio airwaves. What are you smiling about, Billy? What's so funny? The domination of the sports radio airwaves was Hank Goldberg with Stugatz as his producer and Stugatz ringing up Carol Beano Cook and getting football opinions. That was the height of sports radio entertainment in South Florida.
This is unrelated to that. I was just scrolling and saw Greg promoting that he's being on the show today and promoting also his latest podcast, in which the guest is Chris's wife, talking about Greg being her father-in-law.
Well done.
All right. Well, Billy, thank you, because while we can reminisce about Stugatz's days with Hank Goldberg, but you guys seem to insist on not letting me do that today, we should talk instead about Greg Cody's podcast, The Greg Cody Show, featuring Greg Cody.
It's a Greg Cody
with
Tuesday.
Greg Cody.
Yes, exactly. I mean, Greg Cody Tuesdays are all about Greg Cody. I mean, that's it.
I swear this is not even an intentional derailment. I just read it and started laughing.
I don't believe you. I don't believe
you.
No,
I really didn't.
No, you're the king of the intentional derailment. No, you always pretend. It's one of your signature sayings. What do you mean? That's one of your signature moves.
No,
when
you intentional,
Billy. Billy, you are an intentional derailer of everything here. We were talking grading number one receivers in the league, and you started talking about a sword out of nowhere. You are
that trophy, man. The KBO sword trophy. What a thing of beauty. And looking at the Dinos uniforms, here's another thing we didn't get to earlier today. The KBO jerseys, or at least the Dinos, seem to have like a slit in the armpit that I could only imagine is to let air out of there, right? That's crazy.
It is crazy. I would also say I went and checked out that trophy. That is the greatest trophy in sports. It is. In terms of handing a trophy over to the champion, no one has done a better job than KBO. It's a sword. It's unbelievable. It's fantastic.
Is it a golden sword? Is it a regular samurai sword?
Championship sword.
Okay, but what is the material? Because Billy was talking about the big trophies, and it's not surprising at all that baseball's is the most ridiculously ornate, with too many flags and too many tiers, and it's a giant wedding cake for a couple that's insecure and wants to show people how much they matter, how much their love matters. It's way too big a trophy with too much flair on it.
This sword could probably best be described as one that you would use to fight a dragon with.
Okay, that's a good way to describe a sword. So it's a bit of an Excalibur sword. It's real thick. You've got it being because we're not talking about the thin sword that like Bruce Willis used in Pulp Fiction, right?
Oh, no. This is not a fencing sword, Dan. This is one that has different grooves. It looks very sharp. Luckily, the player knew, let me not grab the sword by the blade, and pulled it out as you're saying, King Arthur, Excalibur, the sword and the stone. But this is one that could probably do some damage.
Yes. Slay a dragon. Exactly right.
Chris, what are you saying in the chat about Greg Norman?
The sword is like a Greg Norman sword.
Okay.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're highlighting how large he looked in that photo.
That was okay. Awkward. Your father doesn't know what you're talking about, so now that wonderful inside joke, and it's a great one, you're going to need to explain it to your father because your father does. Well, no, that's where we are. Look, Chris, that was funny to the audience that happened to be listening to the postgame show yesterday when we were talking about Greg Norman's shirtless photo on Instagram, in which at 65 years old, he manages to have a six pack, which is crazy. And it's not the most noticeable thing about the photo.
Chris, I understand what you were doing, but that's just far too blunt. And the joke was too.
So explain to your father, Chris, in as careful a terms as possible, how would you say this? How uncomfortable are you going to be? Your father needs to be brought in on what the joke is that you're making there. So feel free to have at it.
On his Instagram post, you could see his package through his pants.
We were sort of asking for that. He's not the most eloquent on the
show. I was asking for some subtlety from him. He went totally blunt there.
What was subtle about that?
I wanted to stop you while you were doing it.
I wanted him to suffer and stumble around trying to explain it to his father, and he just went right in because why wouldn't he, having the confidence of 10 days of being so good at radio after being fired?
Be careful with him because he's not careful anymore.
By the way, at 65, I also have a six-pack, but it's literally a six-pack.
Oh, God. It was a race to that button.
Could Billy, see that one coming from a mile away.
Billy, you were making the observation here recently, and I want to get into this conversation because Cody always corrects me on the Greg Cody Show featuring Greg Cody, which I think is a better name than the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody. But, Billy, you've been commenting for a while how you don't think that Stugatz is ever going to get the "and" that he wants in this show's name, that it's forever going to be "with" now, and you're beginning to doubt whether Stugatz is ever going to upgrade that "with" to an "and." The Dan Lebit, what would it be? The Dan Lebitard and Stugatz Show?
Whatever at this point. I mean, I'm okay with the "with," an "and" would be nice. I doubt I'm going to get there. I'm interested in Billy's theory as to why I'm not going to get there. It would be, yes, of course, naturally, the Dan Lebitard and Stugatz Show. Yes.
I'm just getting a little concerned. You know, we've had a number of times where we've redone some imaging. We've had kind of like relaunches of sorts here and there. There's a TV show and then the ad, different things. And Stugatz, it always seems like this is the time, maybe, and it's never the time. So I'm getting worried for Stugatz there. Because I know he says whatever, but I know the "and" would really mean something to him.
I've learned to love the "with," and here's why. The "with," the Dan Lebitard Show with Stugatz, comes with really zero expectations. I mean, it's all on. If the ratings are good, I take all the credit. If they're bad, it's Dan's show. I mean, that's it.
Yes. I mean, Stugatz, look, I know Tony Romo's got a pretty good gig, and I know that a lot of people in our audience don't know how hard or what parts of the job are hardest for Stugatz, and there are parts of this that are difficult in terms of what it is that he does, but he's a unicorn in terms of his place in the universe of never being held to any responsibility or accountability for not paying attention to the most basic of things. Like, for example, Carolina and Detroit are playing, and Teddy Bridgewater isn't playing, and Matt Stafford is.
Yeah, see, with the "with," that's acceptable. With the "end," I'm not certain it is.
Well, you know? This is the part I want to get into with Mike Ryan, because and Stugatz, I feel when you say we have changed the imaging around here a couple of times, but the last time, and this is honest, like, Mike, I took my name off of Highly Questionable for Bomani Jones. Like, it was Dan Lebitard is Highly Questionable. I took my name
Thank
off.
You, Dan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you,
okay. Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Well, I think Bomani should
didn't
be
notice.
Saying that, but... I am not the one who has ever argued on behalf of a "with" or an "and." We simply didn't want to change the imaging around here.
Stugatz has himself to blame. You're the one that named the show Stugatz.
I did. Yeah, it felt right at the time. I mean, Dan was the biggest media member in the market. It still is, by the way.
Physically.
Right.
Now that Hank Goldberg has lost some weight.
You don't change an established name. People look for the established name. However, there was one wayward executive producer that put his name on it, and then it changed back.
That was very brief. How long was that?
Less than a year.
Was it even a year?
There was a nice little run there over the course of two and a half years where we went from never having to change the imaging to constantly having to change it. It's FM 104.3. It's AM 7. It's with Hawk, without Hawk. It's on ESPN. I'm glad we found a nice little lane here.
But it, yes or no, I don't want people to think that I am purposely giving saddling Stugatz with a with when he deserves an and. I wanted public.
The show.
I wanted publicly stated that I believe Stugatz deserves the and. We just haven't wanted to change any of the imaging around here.
Changing it. You don't see, like, would Prince, after being, like, super successful, all of a sudden change his name for no good reason? That's not something you do.
I think I'll take the public statement. At least you're acknowledging it. I think that's enough for me.
It's not.
You're right. Be a part of the Dan Le Batard Show Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed.
Let's make it a symbol. Let's change it instead of to with or and, just Dan Le Batard with a question mark. Turn him just into a symbol like Prince.
Don Libertard.
You know, that utopian scenario is waiting a long time for a continuation.
Right. Let's get to utopia already. Let's go.
Is it all it's cracked up to be utopia?
Yeah.
Or is it overrated? That's what we need to find out first.
Stugatz.
Kind of overselling it, right?
Yeah, there is no utopia.
Get there and be very disappointed.
Right. Sort of unrealistic to expect a utopia, quite frankly. Just deal with the real world first.
Exactly, right.
Worry about utopia in heaven later.
You are dead on today, my friend.
Continue with your program.
No, thanks!
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Greg Cody giving the Straight Talk is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise.
Mike Ryan just announced that he believes that the Super Bowl halftime is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
We will get to that in a second, maybe.
So yeah. Excited.
Right.
You want to give people some little
You guys haven't
here?
haven't heard the news?
No.
It's the biggest artist in the world right now. A weekend. Without an E at the end.
That's right. He spells that with just consonants at the end. Greg Cody.
I never noticed there was anything wrong.
That's right. That's how Stugatz spells it all the time.
Yep.
We will get to Greg Cody of the Miami Herald. He is in with us to ruin Tuesdays. I've apologized to him a number of times because of the combination of Zoom and how little space there is to move around on these two terrestrial hours that we don't get as much Cody as I would like on Tuesdays. But Billy, you're a rising executive at this company. You are somebody who I have made uncomfortable recently with just general histrionics. You feel how about the sheer amount of promos that we have in today's 2 hours as as we stuff a week's worth of it? Answer this question. Have we stuffed a week worth of promos into 2 days because it's Thanksgiving week? Is that what we have done this week?
It seems like we have a healthy amount of support from the sponsors today, Dan.
Okay, very well put. Billy, how is the useless sound montage? We got to get to it quickly because we've got to. I mean, that is the reason that you're.
It's an obstacle course.
It is why. Don't complain about it. We are thankful for the sponsors as always.
So thankful.
The useless sound montage is about 2.5 minutes of what I just did.
Okay, let's see what we have here. Here it is. We don't have a lot of time, but we've got a whole lot of useless sound. Who are the stars? What stars? Who are we looking out for in the useless sound montage?
We had a return from our friend John Gruden, and my dog Dopey is going to make an appearance,
too. All right, John
too.
Gruden and Dopey. Let's do it.
Congratulations to the Chiefs. They made a couple more plays than we did.
A win is a good feeling, you know, and so feel good about that.
You know, obviously very disappointing game. Did not go the way that we wanted it to. In fact, it's just the complete opposite of everything that we talked about trying to do this week.
We can be as good as we want to be, honestly. We've got it all in front of us.
We just focus on taking 1 week at a time and getting a W, going 1-0 each week.
You know, everything's there for us to take, and we got to take it 1 week at a time.
Just focus on 1 week at a time.
We have Patrick Mahomes. I'm not worried about anything.
The only thing that's been stopping us for the most part has been ourselves.
He studies his tail off as far as game planning.
We needed him to run hard and run tough, knock people backwards and make extra yards with you know his juice.
He's a downhill runner right at the top of the heap.
Man, to see something else. Some of those throws he made out there today. Shoot, I can't make some of those. I can make them with my mind and know where to throw them. I just can't quite throw a couple of those like he can.
We made the plays that we needed to make.
We knew when we came off the bye that we knew everything's in front of us. It doesn't matter what we've done up to this point, and it's all about these next seven games.
You know, there's still a lot of football to be played.
I couldn't be more proud of our football team. I wouldn't trade any of our players for anybody.
I know that you've been hearing me talk about it, but we're getting well here soon.
I'm trying to be smart and all that, but as far as hesitation, when I see a guy open, I'm cutting it loose.
Getting the running game going, you know, which helps the boot game.
They're throwing the kitchen sink at us, bringing pressure almost every play.
The objective is to go win.
We did the job today. We checked the boxes. Wasn't perfect, but nothing's perfect about us except our record.
We're not chasing perfection in terms of 16-0. We're chasing all the Lombardis. You know, we just want to wear it the proper way. We want to step into stadiums and be prepared to fight and compete every week.
This kind of feels like somebody who has like a classic car in the garage and they say, you know what? Just wait until I get this new engine.
If I'm being honest, I didn't fully understand what it took to be a starter in the NFL until I got here.
No. Wait until I get these new wheels, and then it's going to be ready to roll, just like old times. People keep telling me that about Taysom Hill.
I felt a lot of love from a lot of people.
I don't see any evidence that he's going to do anything great with the New Orleans Saints in that position.
And it was overwhelming in a good way.
What has he done besides run goal line sweeps that make people think he's going to succeed?
I look up to him so much. He's become one of my best friends.
They knew that Miles was out. They knew they had to get funky on the field and just like an old batch of collard greens. And it's just they played well together.
What? Wait a minute. That last one had to be that Jimmy Fallon thief. Old batch of collard greens. What was that?
Baker's been throwing in hip-hop lyrics in, I think, his last three post-game press conference Zoom. So either it's Jimmy Fallon or he's doing something else on his own.
Does anyone love checking boxes more than Mike Tomlin?
I just love that we have sound of John Gruden saying, I wouldn't trade any of our players for anybody because he already has. Like, he's already done that with his players there.
Did you catch the humble brag by Mike Tomlin? Nothing's perfect about us.
Oh, so good.
Except for our record.
That's right. Nothing perfect about us except for where we are in the standings. Billy, at the very beginning of the useless sound montage, you threw your hands up in the air, very frustrated by something. And I assume that's because we were talking about your dog and barking and John Gruden. And you said, and here's John Gruden and Dopey. And I thought you were going to be. And so here is the useless sound montage with Dopey and also Billy's dog. I thought that's where you wanted to go with the John Gruden joke. What happened? Why did you throw your hands up in the air?
It's been a morning, Dan, as our colleagues can attest to earlier in the day. There was just someone drilling into the wall. I have no idea what that was about. That was gone. I thought, okay, this is good. It's going to be a quiet day. And then, nope, someone appeared walking by my window, which is on the third floor, which seems impossible. But nope, there's people out there. And my dog, just as curious as I was, started barking at that person.
Splash!
But you handled your job as a rising executive there very well.
Very well.
Just exceptionally.
Thank you to our sponsors.
Chris Jericho is, again, somebody who beat Colin Cowherd. He has broken the record. He is joining us later in the show to do Celebrity Prognosticators.
Don Le Batard.
Five straight NBA Finals for James Jones. It's incredible.
It is. It's amazing.
It really is.
Yeah.
Plus he got LeBron to Cleveland as well.
Yeah.
Stugatz.
You guys, you're sitting right next to each other. You guys know that you're talking when the other one's talking?
What's
that? You're just going to talk to each other. Like, you're sitting right next to each other and you're looking at each other. You're just going to keep talking over each other?
Communication wasn't our best right there. What?
Simon and Garfunkel did it for years, made a great career out of it.
This is the Don Le Batard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30.
Pablo Torre has joined the chat. He's got a popular podcast, ESPN Daily. It is getting write-ups in newspapers because he is changing the podcast form, and he's got a special guest we will promote for him in a second, but we've got some other things to do first. And first and foremost, always taking precedent over just about everything is Christine Lisi's kazoos.
And finally, according to reports out of Russia, seven people have died drinking hand sanitizer after the party they were at ran out of alcohol. It's understood some nine people began drinking the antiseptic wash, which is 69% methanol. Isn't that what's in gas? Gasoline?
Good God,
man.
That is a horrible story. Christine,
we're starting off dark.
Yes, again, yes, like yes. People prefer you giggling maniacally and evilly, and then running off into the shadows after having done something cruel to us. But every once in a while, you throw one of these dark curveballs at us, and we don't have anything that we could do other than move to Greg Cody's Back in My Day. Thank you for being on with us. We will get to Pablo Torre in a second. But, Greg, what level of confidence do you have in your Back in My Day? I don't think Pablo has ever had the pleasure of just sitting here and watching you create art on the fly. So does he have something,
that what
to,
he does?
Something I mean... to look forward to here? Is that what we're doing?
I'm nervous with Pablo in the audience. I am more confident than I was last week.
All right, very good.
But last week was exceptional. I like when you set the bar very, very low for yourself.
He's been on a bit of a hot streak, but he doesn't also have very good judgment for what's good, which is strange for a lifetime columnist, because that is basically what the job is supposed to be. It is an odd thing that for 40 years he's a lifetime columnist with no ear for what others find interesting.
It really is. That's why I keep writing about the Marlins bullpen woes every week.
Let's do Back in My Day.
And now it is time to take a trip down memory lane. Here's your guy, Greg Cody, with Back in My Day.
Hard seltzer. Man, what has happened to the beer aisle where I shop? The once familiar landscape has changed radically over the past few years. Sometimes what I see now makes me want to take my white claw and rip it to shreds. Truly, it's madness now. Booze used to be pretty simple once. There were distilled spirits like whiskey and vodka. There was wine, and there was beer. Oh, there have always been outliers trying to reinvent the wheel. Anybody remember Zima? Nowadays, there's the trendy Moscow Mule and its unnecessary, hey, look at me, copper cup. This is different, though. Hard seltzer, a.k.a. spiked sparkling water, has established a major foothold in the booze market share since first hitting big in 2016, with brands White Claw and Truly leading the way. Here's something fun to do. Find a big fan of hard seltzer and ask them, what is the alcohol in there? Not the ABV, that's around 5% like light beer. I mean, what is the actual type of alcohol contained in hard seltzer? Is it beer? Wine? Vodka? Nobody seems to know, but we chug it anyway. Nobody seems to... Here's my phone in the background. Pardon me.
Landline!
You can't make up this.
All right, hold on a second. Let's stop. Let's pause and let's just hear...
I was expecting him to get a fax soon.
All right, just let it die out. Let's hear the fax sound that picks up a fax.
No, yes. my recorder's not on.
All right, yes, Pablo. Hold on. Just hold on a second, Greg. Yes, Pablo.
I just got to say, this is like truly watching the master in his studio. This is such a treat for me.
Yes. Has it stopped, Greg? Are you ready to move on? Is that person?
Yes.
Might that person call back and try to send another fax? You don't
it's
know.
Possible.
All right.
All right. Nobody seems to know what the alcohol is, but we chug it anyway. Nobody seems to know what's in it, and here's why. It's a nameless manufactured alcohol made from cane sugar that is fermented into ethanol and carbon dioxide with flavors and carbonation added. The flavors are things like lime, ruby grapefruit, raspberry, mango, kiwi, watermelon. Sales are exploding because it's expertly packaged as the taste of summer. Now the taste of summer's gone by.
Yes!
All right, hold on a second, Greg. We will wait for it to die down. Just give it a second. Pablo, do you want to promote your podcast? Here, hold on, Greg. We'll get right back to you. Pablo, do you want to promote your podcast?
I want to promote ESPN Daily, but I mostly just want to point out how Greg said the phrase, hey, does anyone remember Zima? Followed by a landline endlessly ringing, which is, again, I'm standing up and I'm beginning to just applaud.
All right. This can't be happening.
Yes!
That's got to be Christopher sabotaging me. Oh, it's not. Okay, good. All right. Okay. Everybody stop.
Who is everybody?
What are you talking
about? It should be a felony to disrupt the Back in My Day. For the love of God. All right, I'm turning all this off.
You don't know how.
I'm throwing my other phone in the toilet. All right, let me finish this bleepity bleep back in my day. Where was I? Oh, yeah. If that rings once again, by the way. Christopher, I see you on the phone. Quit it. Christ. I mean,
Greg has his head in his hand, by the way. Just for those who can't see this. It's
so good. All right, go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry we have been disrespectful of the sacred space. Do you want to start over? Or you want to do it again in the next segment?
Oh, I don't care. All right. You know, I'm two-thirds done. I don't give a crap.
I want to hear it, though. I legitimately
I'm enjoying it.
Yes, okay. So is I. Where were you?
Sales are exploding because it's expertly packaged as the taste of summers gone by. Nowadays, of pre-pandemic carefree bliss. Meanwhile, beer wept to see its market share run across the aisle. Even worse, beer relented, gave in, waved a white towel. Now, flavored beer.
That wasn't Chris. He's holding up his phone right
now. Not that many people know my number.
Honestly, at this point, I want Greg to answer the phone. We need to find out who is calling Greg.
Pick it up, Greg.
Oh, God, I see who it is.
It's me, Cody. I've been calling you the entire time. It is not your son. It has been me the entire time with the phone under my desk.
Nothing in life is free. Time for some ads.
Greg, we're going to do it again. Greg, yes, we're going to start over again. We're going to do
we
it again.
Call you. No one will call
no
you.
No one will call you, and you will do the whole thing.
Yeah, I doubt that, but
no,
thank you.
We will
promise.
Do the whole thing.
Promise.
We will not.
Promise, Greg. It's really speaking to me.
Advance Auto Parts, you guys. Tell the people.
It's actually HelloFresh right now. You can take advantage of limited-time Black Friday savings and let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at home. HelloFresh gives you simple recipes.
Chris, is he legitimately mad?
Oh, he's mad. Chris,
I don't think he's that mad, but he leaves his thing unmuted so we can still hear the phone ringing. Like, mute yourself, man.
Right, pull a cord out. I mean...
Don Lebatard,
baby.
Stugatz.
Don't ever do that again. Please.
Baby.
Okay.
Every segment, please.
No.
Bum, chicka, bum, bum.
Oh.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. News from the Dan Lebatard Show Nation. Someone has just hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed at John Mellow Yellow tweets. It's rainy, wet, cold, and the last week of November working on a golf course. I'm over this season. Then I'm reminded it's a Greg Cody Tuesday and the Lebatard Show, and my day is turned around. How about that?
Yes. Yeah. Greg Cody has written in the chat, making fun of Mike Ryan, the weekend at Super Bowl halftime. I'm so excited. I'm feeling weekend the knees. That is the joke that he is making. Yes, Billy really enjoys that joke. We will get to Pablo Torre's promotion of ESPN Daily. You should check it out. He's got a special guest we're going to get to in a second. But let's start over because we really screwed that up for Greg Cody. And it is supposed to be sacred. The back in my day is supposed to be a space where he gets to shine without interruption.
And now it is time to take a trip down memory lane. Here's your guy, Greg Cody, with Back in My Day.
He's cursing now because he didn't unmute his microphone. He doesn't know what's going on. We can't get him on the phone.
I'm going to give you a call, Greg.
Standing ovation. I love this man so much.
He left angry.
I could not love Greg Cody
more. He left angry. Pablo, go ahead and talk about your podcast. Why is he picking up the phone? Who's he calling? Is he calling Chris? Chris,
he's dictating a text to me on what's the issue.
All right, Greg, we need to get your timing right on this. Are you ready to go, or are you not on mute?
I got the text. His cursor is frozen.
Okay. Oh, that's unfortunate.
All right, let's see if we get it fixed here at some point. Pablo, go ahead and promote whatever it is you're promoting, please.
So listen, guys, ESPN Daily is my podcast. You may have heard of it. Greg Cody is staring into his webcam. Okay, now he's gone.
Okay, now he's totally gone.
Greg.
Now he's totally
worried
gone.
About Greg.
He was so mad at us, and he wanted to do his Back in My Day over, and we gave him the opportunity to do it over, and now his computer doesn't work.
I want to talk to you guys about how... Look, I have a special guest on the podcast tomorrow. I'm so excited to reveal who that is, but I can't get over the fact that Greg Cody was shadowboxing into his camera proudly before winding up to do Back in My Day the second time.
That's right.
And he ends up screaming into the literal
he screamed a curse.
Yes, like, he did.
It was very clear that if his microphone had gone on at that time, you would have heard the F word, because he screamed a curse word.
I wish he stuck around, because there's a way to unmute yourself without a cursor. Chris, let's back
but he's panel. A cursor. What are you going to do about him? Like, hey, that when he gets upset, he just
give it to yourself.
Pablo, what are you promoting
tomorrow on ESPN Daily? And this is something that I think anybody who is not me will appreciate, even though I understand why you think this is something specifically for me. Jeremy Lin is going to be my guest on the podcast tomorrow. I have been wanting, Dan, to make a documentary about him, because I find his life unbelievably fascinating. Unbelievably fascinating. He was just in China last year, being this messianic figure who was beloved, who had literal millions verging on a billion people kissing his feet, literally tearing off his shirt, as he explains to me on the podcast at points. That's the kind of figure he is. And he wants to come back to the NBA. He left all of that because I said this to my producers after we finished taping. I feel like Jeremy Lin has like taken ayahuasca or shrooms, because what he is now in terms of being an introspective person is unlike anything I have ever heard from him before. He sounds like a totally opened up person who is incredibly, incredibly vulnerable. And he gets me to that place of, hey, I think you've lived a fascinating life. And he takes me inside that and says, here is how I was terrified. Here is how I was scared. Here's how I am proud. Here's what I want to do. And it's just, I'm super proud of it. So I hope you guys listen, subscribe, all that stuff. But I see Greg Cody is back.
Is his microphone working? Because we don't know what's going on. Greg, seriously, Greg. But seriously, like, I mean, how can that? You realize that what you did with your microphone muted was you cursed because it wasn't working? And if your microphone had worked at that moment, you would have been saying the F word on the air because of how angrily you cursed because it didn't work there after we set everything up for you.
I tried to express how inopportune the timing was of my computer being frozen. I had to reboot the computer for a change. What just happened was not my fault.
Right. Oh, again, with it, not my fault.
But if your microphone was on, that's what Dan is saying.
But Pablo wanted to ask you something, and then you just disappeared. You disappeared entirely from the chat all of a sudden.
Right, I was rebooting.
Okay, thank you.
Can I ask Greg my question, though?
I mean, yes, you can
ask. I'd love to hear it, Pablo.
So, Greg, tomorrow on the podcast, I have Jeremy Lin, and he's a guy I've thought about seriously writing a book about. That's the kind of guy he is to me in my career. He kind of helped make my career. As a longtime veteran sports columnist and reporter, I'm just curious, is there anybody you have that kind of relationship with in sports? Is there somebody that you've thought about, hey,
somebody,
this is the life
so
I want to get inside and tell to the people?
Wow. Perhaps not to to the level of Linsanity and through his life. I can't think of anyone of that level.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Oh, now.